Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes of Cosmic Channels, follow Cosmic Channels on YouTube and Twitch and tune in live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open.
I'm BJ Cheeks.
I'm Zell.
I'm Maester Dan.
And we are Andrewless yet again.
Friend of a friend out saving lives again, so.
No, that's not what it is.
It wasn't?
He's number one now. His head's got too big.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
He wants a bigger retainer. His IMDb resume is getting bigger.
Shows up when he wants. He wants a craft service table. You know, he wants an on-site manicurist, pedicurist.
Red M&M's only. Yeah. It's a whole
thing. Weird.
Tonight we're taking calls about cryptids. Now, you don't necessarily have to have seen a cryptid. You could call in and discuss cryptids, your thoughts on Bigfoot, Mothman, Chupacabra. We should probably discuss that $2.1 million bounty, in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get a call, nothing on the line yet. So let's just talk about that. What a $2.1 million bounty for finding Bigfoot, proof of Bigfoot.
Right. So like
dead or alive.
One of the state reps in Oklahoma, Justin Humphrey, originally suggested like earlier, I think this year, because I remember seeing the story pop up, suggested that they set aside a $25,000 bounty for Bigfoot's capture. So not dead, preferably alive. Actually, you know, I'm not sure. It might be dead. I'm dead or alive. And so now I think the kind of the state tourism board has jumped on the Bigfoot train, the Sasquatch train. And now they say that they're developing some promotional campaigns that include things like license plates, decals. Apparently there's going to be a annual commemorative tracking license and a Bigfoot checkout stations. Not 100% sure what those are. If you know, or you know more about it, please call in. Tell us about this.
Bigfoot checkout station?
So they,
yeah.
Like where they check out your Bigfoot and they're like, that's just another bear. This is a man, a hairy man.
You just put this guy in a gorilla suit.
That's I mean, they're gonna draw huge tourism numbers.
I think, yeah, that seems to be their idea. I'm not 100% sure. You know what? I don't really know what Oklahoma, off the top of my head, I don't know what tourism Oklahoma really has besides, I don't know. Like tornadoes? They got a fuckload of tornadoes in Oklahoma. That's what I know.
What do they have? What's the NBA team?
OKC Thunder?
Is that there? I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't know shit about Oklahoma.
I know nothing about basketball.
So yeah, I don't. Yeah. If you guys want to call in about that stuff, like Brayden said, you know, just talk about cryptids. We're talking about them. Well, what are they? Where do you think you can find them? That's pretty much it. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
If you plan on going to Oklahoma for the $2.1 million dollar bounty, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to cut.
Yeah, we'll take just a small fee.
We'll offer $2.2 million to bring it to us instead.
if you got a live Bigfoot, it's worth it.
I don't, yeah, I mean, we could talk about like, how do you think you would capture a Sasquatch? Like, what would be your perfect Bigfoot trap?
I would lean up an old cardboard box propped with
a stick
with some fishing line high behind a tree. And I'd set this box up on some sort of boulder field. And under the box, I would put some immaculate berries and I would just sit and wait.
What kind of berries are, like a berry blend? A three berry blend or something?
Yeah, a three berry blend from Costco, most likely, is what I'm going with.
You got your blueberries, your strawberries, and what else is in there? Raspberries?
Raspberries? Yeah, raspberries.
Blackberries?
Maybe blackberries?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, Boulderfield's good starting point.
What the fuck? Why are Boulderfield?
Because David.
That's what David Politis says. They're always by Boulderfield.
The missing people. Well, I mean, always by Boulderfield.
The
quick
the
original, access to the underground caves.
The Patterson Gimlin film is in a kind of Boulderfield, right? Like that's So I mean,
sloughs.
That is the only real video evidence that we have, or only like what I would probably say definitive, or something like that. Video evidence that we have of a Sasquatch. So,
and I still believe that footage is real.
But there was a guy came out and said he played the suit. Maybe he was lying though. Maybe he is misinformation. We looked into his eyes, those big, beautiful blue eyes, and he wouldn't lie to us. Even though we had to buy a bottle opener. Hand.
We didn't have to. He was pretty good. We didn't have to buy something. I did buy something.
Because he was so nice about it.
And he's like, you're supposed to buy something, gentlemen, but I don't mind. I was like, well, Bob, I already did.
However.
Here it is. Oh, actually.
You got it kicking around?
I bought
that's a nice bottle opener.
Bigfoot bottle opener.
Just me or is big? Is that like, does he have abs on that thing? Or is that just his hair rolls?
It might be some hair rolls. It does kind of look suspiciously like some, like he's a little cut.
Well, he probably
is. But if he is a great ape, like have you seen silverbacks? Like they're juiced.
Fucking monsters.
So I couldn't imagine. Do we seriously not have a call? Late into Cosmic Channels
first
already?
First time since Cosmic Channels 4.
Holy shit. I'm going to fucking turn this into open lines in a second.
Well, let's just keep going with how would you catch Bigfoot? I don't know if this has been done, but if Bigfoot was a living, breathing creature, biped ape, some type of mass, like infrared drone scanning or something, like see what's digging around in those forests. Is that, I don't think that, I guess that would probably take a huge sum of money to cover enough ground.
You'd also have to like go through all the footage. Cause like, how would you, I'm not sure, like even on drones, like how would you be able to equip them with infrared that's accurate enough to,
it's true,
discern like between a bear, a large, you know, a mountain lion or anything like that. And where would you start really? Like, I guess, what is it? Oklahoma, as I looked it up, Oklahoma is the 9th state in terms of Bigfoot sightings, like most likely places for, or most often reported Bigfoot sightings. And then number one is Washington State. I think number two or three is actually West Virginia.
Weird. West Virginia. It's a lot of strange shit coming from West Virginia.
There's some weird portals there. Thinning
of the veil.
First, it's just traversing from the Pacific Northwest to West Virginia.
Giant tunnels that just go back and like in Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It's just
it'd be interesting to contact, you know, get in contact with. We had a famous BC resident, Todd Standing, who was actually at one point suing the government of
derelict of duty for not disclosing the evidence or not addressing
that. Or is he trying to get like protected status for?
He was trying to get protected status, but he was suing them for other ways in order to try to bring it to light.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he says he could take you out to a family of them in the woods.
That's what I always hear. I always hear about this. What is it? Like Area X is what I hear a lot of in some of the other Sasquatch like podcasts and documentaries I watch. It's always like Area X where there is, they live there. It's just like, yeah, you can go there and you can see one like every night. You can see families of them. And it's just like, they're always there. But you can't disclose where it is. Can't tell where it is. Cause we'd have tons of people, hunters and everything running over there.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Did you ever watch? I think he had two different, videos. Like
what? I watched the one where he like was driving around in his little like, wasn't he driving around his little like six wheeler into the woods and stuff?
Well, yeah,
his little ghillie suit.
He takes like this skeptic scientist in there, and they spend like a couple days, and they put out apples, and they show like, oh, this branch, there's no way this branch could have been broken. It's too high up, and the angle, and the you know, the physics aren't right for it to just break on its own. It would have to be grabbed and broken. And during the episode, the expert, I can't remember his name, became convinced by the end, but because they they put like the apples out. I was like, everything eats apples. That's a bad way to do it. Any fucking, the squirrels would be up there pulling the apples off the tree. Like,
I've watched enough mountain monsters to know that there are lots of ways to catch a Bigfoot, including my favorite, which was to take a gutted RV about the size of the Bigfoot, the Braden's Bigfoot trailer, the old Bigfoot RV.
Yeah.
You just gut it and then you like spot weld fucking sheet metal onto the sides over the windows. And you throw in some pig guts in there. I guess they really like pig guts.
Yeah, you know what else does? Bears.
Bears.
Big old bears.
Mountain lions.
Wolverines.
Mountain lions.
Anything.
Wolves.
Wolves.
Coyotes.
Yeah.
Any carnivore.
Chupacabras.
Any
other cryptid would be on that. But yeah, I was like, so they were going to, that was their idea, was to capture the Bigfoot inside this RV and then... like, I guess just close the doors on it. Like, I don't know. The thing is a giant mountain gorilla. Like, if it is just even half the size of a mountain gorilla, like, even chimpanzees are strong as shit. I don't think, hastily welded on sheet metal over the windows is going to hold in a giant 8-foot.
No chance.
800-pound.
No chance.
100% muscle ape. But
no, he would just kick it in.
I guess the only way to really catch it is like you'd have to shoot it or tranquilize it, but I don't know.
But how hard of a tranquilizer? Like you use too much, it dies anyway. So, yeah, you want to use too little or it wakes up as soon as you go up to it, it stands back up and rips you in half.
We have cloning technology now. I'm not worried. Like, try to trank it. If you kill it, whatever. Clone it. Bring it back.
And it would be a challenge. Well, it would be a challenge logistically to actually like contain it and take it out within that time limit. And now that I'm thinking about it. So it's like, yeah, if you did trank it, how do you transport it? How do you get it out? Especially in some of these places that are like wholly inaccessible to, you know, either wheeled or treaded vehicles. Like, you pull it out by helicopter?
Well, like how?
Yeah, chopper.
If it's 8-9 feet tall, how heavy is this thing? It's not like you're gonna fireman carry it.
She's like, oh, it's gotta be 500-600 pounds, I bet.
That's what I'm saying. What do you put? You build a little fucking.
Well, people shoot moose and haul them out of the woods and stuff. Like, you can definitely get them out.
I've never seen anybody, but
helicopter. I mean, we had one friend who illegally had a rich father-in-law, and they went moose hunting, fucking grabbed it with a helicopter and just pulled it out of the woods. 1,000-pound moose.
Oh, yeah.
Just whoop, grabbed it. Like, we'll take it back to camp, got it there. It's much easier.
Jesus. Yeah, that's the only way I could think is, like, you get a chopper. But even then, if you did get a chopper, if you're in some place that's, like, you know, covered with pine trees or something, it's not in a clearing or something, do you just drag it to the clearing or someplace that you could get a chopper?
Well, it doesn't have to be, like, if you had guys on the ground and you had a coordinated chopper, they could... drop down a cable from above the tree line and pull it out probably from anywhere.
And that's to say, too, that, like, this is all fine and good, but this goes, we're assuming then Bigfoot travels solo and not in some sort of pack. Because then if you're in the woods and there's, like, you know, 5-6 of them.
You shoot one, they get angry.
Right? They get angry and all of a sudden they start hurling rocks at you.
Yeah, you get the fucking Ape Canyon situation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think it would be fair to assume if it is some type of ape that it would be social, and then there would be more than one in an area. So if you did shoot one, yeah, you'd be in for, it seems like you'd be in some trouble.
Deep
of trouble.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if they're smart, like if you're in the woods and you spot one and you have a gun, it's like all of a sudden you're like, ooh, we're kind of surrounded here, right? Like there's big feet all over the place. That could be quite intimidating. You know what always I thought would have been a good, like, it is, I wouldn't be surprised if they catch one eventually, is something like a chupacabra, like some sort of like nocturnal, you know, little dog creature.
Right. Something, something
cruising
that could...
around Mexico. Like, if you think about the vast jungles and stuff down there, like unexplored lands, like if there's something that only is out at night, right, and it's just suckling some blood from livestock and stuff.
Hard to find. All right, we do have a caller. Just came on the line. Let's bring them in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
It's Jennifer Swope.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. How's it going?
It's going. I'm still in back because nobody was calling.
Oh, well, thanks. Thank you.
I figured I'd get it started.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm just sitting here in the hospital with one of my little guys, and whoa. I just needed to be entertained by you guys.
What? Is everything okay?
He's going to be okay. Yeah, we might get to go home tomorrow. We've been here over a week, and I'm over it.
Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully, get out soon. Everything's good.
Hopefully, little guy's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was calling because, Mr. Cheeks, don't you have a Bigfoot hunting trailer?
I did, in fact, have one.
It's gone now.
But I sold it. I renovated it and then sold it. So maybe there'll be another one down the road.
Yeah, the Bigfoot was a nice trailer.
I think it's a perfect tourist thing for them to do because us Americans, after the shutdown, are bored. There's nothing to do. They're going to be packed with all of us weirdos.
Yeah, and every single person down there has guns now, too, so it's perfect. Get everyone into the woods.
Someone's going to find it.
Wearing camo, looking for Bigfoot.
Yep, and I actually do have a cryptid to tell you about.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I live in central Illinois, and there is one called the Coal Hollow Road Monster. In the early 1970s, one of the teens reported that he and his friends had spotted a white, hairy, foul-smelling 12-foot monster on this, it's called Coal Hollow Road. It's one of these back roads. It's sketchy.
I know that I'm actually familiar with this one because it's also known by another name called which is my favorite, Abominable Swamp Slog or Slog. Abominable Swamp Slog.
Not for that. Now, the best part of the story, well, it lets out a long screech, what do the kids say? Like an old steam whistle, only more human-y, is what he said in the article.
Okay, yeah.
So, per the article, and this is the best part of the article because it's so central Illinois. 200 armed men combed the area but found nothing. During the search, one man accidentally shot himself trying to bag a deer.
Sure.
Yeah, and then they had to call off the search after that because of his leg injury. So the search for the abominable swamp slob was called off at that point.
Now, in 1991, that former teen said it was a hoax. But the same year, some woman called the police and said she'd been driving on the same road when an 8-foot-tall hairy beast grabbed the back of her truck and refused to let go. And he finally stopped, and she sped off, and that was it.
Wait, it held the truck back?
Yeah, he held the truck, grabbed the back of her pickup truck and refused to let go and then finally stopped and she sped off.
I've heard a few cases of that happening. I mean, these things are apparently incredibly strong from the stories you do hear. It's like people sitting in, you know, full, you know, bus-sized RVs and these things can like rock them back and forth, slamming into the sides or whatever, but... Yeah, I don't. Hanging onto a pickup truck sounds something, but also the white Like the one that the guy saw and they said was a hoax is 12 foot tall or white.
Well, it's always described as like somewhere between like 7 and 9 feet tall.
Right. So, I mean, that's not out of the, like I said, West Virginia is also up there in terms of like large hairy hominid sightings. And one of theirs is this, I think we've talked about it before, the sheep squatch.
Yeah. Sheep squatch.
Which is one of
the sheep squatch, which is, it's very similar to Sasquatch, except people have described it either. It's like having, it just reminds me of a Wampa from Star Wars. It's got like little horns on the side, and then it's got a big hairy, and but it's described as being white to some extent, the hair
pillowy soft,
at least a light gray color or something like that. Yeah, so that's what first came to my head. But now if the guy said it was a hoax, but even describing what that lady saw, I mean, that's just that's you know, standard boilerplate Sasquatch stuff. She didn't say what color it was, or she just...
She described it as white as well.
Oh, as white as well. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like you have two reports in this area of this white, you know, abominable swamp slob.
Swamp. That's the best name. Swamp
That is
slob.
A great name. Abominable That's how I remembered. I recalled this one because of that. That's the first time I saw that.
I've actually gone on that road at night to look for it. My now brother-in-law took me to him. We went looking for it because he swears he saw it once. But this is one of those things where it's a back road. It's sketchy at best. And most of the time people are drunk when they're on the road looking for it. So chances are it's probably one of the guys from a meth house who's just going on a rampage. But that's just my opinion. But that's our claim to fame around here.
The Great super name. skeptical side of me says that a lot of these cases, or some of them, a large percentage of them, are probably dudes in giant ghillie suits and scaring off people from their meth, you know, their meth cookhouses. And it's just like Scooby-Doo, but with crystal meth.
You know what would be more scarier is a human with a gun rather than someone dressing up. Like, you think that would do the opposite of, like, if I had a drug house, you'd be like, you know what would be a good idea to scare these pesky teenagers? Dress up like Bigfoot. That won't garner any attention.
Right. But if they call the police and report a man, a crazy guy with a gun, as opposed to a giant Bigfoot, which are they more likely to kind of take seriously? So,
right.
You know, I think that would be the best option. It's like, yeah, just scare him away. Just put on some platform shoes or some, you know, big old like stilts or something. Walk around in a giant hairy gorilla costume, scare the shit out of people, and then go cook your meth.
But now that it's a story, people are going to try and do it anyway, just to, you know, mess with people.
Right.
Now it's just fun to mess with people. But that's the story. So, guys, have a good night.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks for calling, Jen.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer, and
all the best with your son in hospital. And
let us know on Discord when you guys are out of the hospital.
Will do, sir. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Swamp slob.
That's got to put him on the crypto crush-a-thon.
Get him on the crush-a-thon.
Yeah, the abominable swamp slob.
He's just like a drunk version of Bigfoot. He's like drunk. Yeah. He's the drunken boxing version of Bigfoot.
Just matted white hair.
Somehow he's awesome at fighting, but he's just absolutely hammered.
Yeah, all dreaded.
Now it's got like his beard like braided.
Now if no one's on the line here, but I guess I left the line open after last show, so there's a message. I don't know what it's about.
It was a message.
You want to play it?
Have you listened to it already?
I listened to just the first 3 seconds.
Okay.
So it could be anything. So here, let's play it. Hopefully it's some absolute gold.
What's up, guys? My name's G from Mercer, California. I just want to tell you that you guys are the shit, man. Like, straight up. I'm fucking drunk as fuck, but that's beside the point. Like, you guys have fucking opened my mind to so many shit. And that's fucking awesome. Like, real talk.
This guy's awesome.
You guys are awesome. Zell,
you are the shit, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Braden, you're fucking hilarious, bro. You keep us entertained with everything, bro. Andrew, you are the shit, man. You're like the fucking link, bro, to the real people. You know what I mean? Like, you keep us fantasized with the shit that's going on. And Dan, you are the most knowledgeable motherfucker that I know. And yeah, keep it up, man. You guys are awesome. Bottom line, because Stone Cold said so, you guys are fucking dope. Anywho, yeah, y'all have a good one. Keep it up, man. Peace.
Thanks, G, for that. Excellent, tire pump on the voicemail. Again, it's true. You know, it's fact now because Stone Cold said so. He said it. So
yeah, said it. Oh, there's two more. I didn't listen to these two at all, though. So no one's calling. That's not something maybe we should do if someone can't get through. I'll just leave the line open at the end for like half an hour. Leave us a voicemail, and I'll pre-screen them. And if you tell a story and we're short on a call, we can just plug one of these in maybe.
Yeah. I always thought we should.
Kindly call us back on the number you see on your caller ID. Thank you and have a...
Okay. Well, that's nothing.
Nope.
Uh-oh. Didn't have the on mute. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
What's going on?
Good.
Not too much. It's Jeff from New York.
Jeff from New York. Thanks for calling.
Jeff from NY. What part of NY?
So, Western New York.
Okay.
Kind of like in the Appalachia area.
Gotcha.
Outskirts. But out this way, there's a lot of Native American stories of like Bigfoot or the Eastern Bigfoot that would snatch up small animals and deer and stuff after you kill them. And my family's hunters and everything, and we have had a lot of experiences where you shoot a deer out in the woods, you know, you got it, you take the meat, everything away, you leave the guts behind, and you go back the next day and it's completely gone, like no blood on the leaves, no nothing, and like there's not a ton of footprints, there's only like just your footprints in and out and everything. Like I've seen coyotes drug and see marks and everything, but it looks like somebody came in and picked it all up and took it all away, like with their hands.
Just completely like cleaned a crime scene.
Yeah, like they just like literally came in, picked it all up, and carried it away. Now, like animals, like ripped it apart, drug pieces off.
Yeah, because I can attest that, like from my experience with hunting, when I've gone back to a gut pile or something, you know it was there. Like, you're like, yeah, that's where it is. Like, sure, usually some scavengers and whatnot have picked through it a little bit, some birds or, you know, coyotes, but you can still see remnants. So, that's very strange.
For the first...
I've heard stories, like, when I was a kid of, like, Native Americans saying, like, you know, that the Bigfoot would come through after you would leave, it would leave food behind or leave meat behind, and the Bigfoot would come and take it away and stuff. And then, like, I've actually had my own gut piles where, like, you would, you know, shoot it. You'd take the deer away in the afternoon, leave the guts behind, you go back the next morning, and it was, like, not a trace, completely gone.
Yeah, that's unusual that it wouldn't leave. I mean, obviously, that you can, or with your experience, you've been able to identify tracks of, like, scavengers, whether they're dragging stuff off in different directions. But, yeah, that there's no footprints at all to see that. That, you know, this giant, if it is a, you know, hairy bipedal physical thing, that's why there's no footprints.
Yeah, you would imagine you would see footprints of that too, but it just, you couple that with the Native American stories of our area, it just really makes me think that there could be some truth behind it.
Right. Yeah, it's like almost like the big, like Bigfoot's like a shepherd of the forest or something, and it's like
forest spirit.
Cleans it all up. Because, yeah, usually like the gut pile. Like, yeah, after like a week or two, maybe like all the scavengers and ants and bugs would have got rid of pretty much everything. But if it's the next day, it's crazy.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting too if something's cleaning it in order for like to not bring predators into that area?
Keeping its like territory clean, kind of.
Yeah, keeping it clean, right? Because they know that's going to bring other things like coyotes and wolves and bears. So, you know, maybe they have Bigfoot children, right? That are. Could be prey, so they don't want that stuff, so they run it somewhere else.
Yeah, makes sense.
I never thought about that.
Well, last theory on it before I let you guys go is you could have a trans-dimensional Bigfoot coming after gut piles in the woods, leaving no trace behind.
The trans-dimensional Bigfoot one. That makes an appearance every now and then.
Trans-dimensional Bigfoot feeds on organ meat, leftover intestines and stuff. That's his sustenance.
I like it.
And then no footprints because he takes it right back to the next the next dimension, just right through the veil. Gone. I like that.
Perfect. All right, boys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
See you,
Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Have a good night. Bye. Ooh. I like that, keeping like its territory clean.
I like that. I never thought about that, but it would make sense, right? If you don't want a predator, like if you wouldn't want a gut pile right outside your camp.
Or what if they're using it? Like they're actually using the pieces for something.
Or
like
that,
I have heard of stories where people have come upon what look to be like kind of bone piles of some sort out in the woods and things like that. Whether that's some kind of communal place for scavengers or it is something like, I know I've seen at least a couple movies where Bigfoot tends to pile their things and this, but what if they're using the bones for tools or something like that, maybe, or something? Because I mean, for most hunters, it's like, you're not going to take everything. You're just going to take the meat, most of the good parts. Right. And if you're going to leave everything else behind, there's still stuff that could be used for, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're leaving the stomach and intestines and all the guts, but you're taking heart, liver. Some people, well, I guess you take the head too, I guess, right now. But yeah, you leave pretty much
like,
everything
else.
But
if they're using the bones or something like that.
Well, yeah, if they're smart enough to like elude humans, they're probably smart enough to use tools in some sense.
But I've also heard stories of like just the Bigfoot like not giving a fuck and just like people have killed, you know, large feral hogs or things like that, and then these Bigfoot just come out and just take that shit.
Well, that's kind of like, that's just like humans, right? There's, you know, there's still humans who live like barbaric lifestyles, like, or there's people who sit on smartphones all day. Like there's wide varieties of humans. Maybe there's wide varieties of like mannerisms of Bigfoot. Some are complete savages and just tear people apart, and some like sweep the forest with like a corn cob broom.
Yeah,
sweeping the trails. They're maintaining the trails.
Some are like the killer whales at SeaWorld, right? Kill for fun.
Yeah, just throwing rocks at people, scaring people.
I'm sure. I mean, that's also another theory, that there are different types of Bigfoots, whether it's differentiated by their hair color. So like we said, the white ones, gray ones, you know, light brown, reddish hair, dark brown hair, depending where they are. So it could be, there could be behavioral differences for sure.
Well, if you're watching this live and you got a story, don't forget to call. The number's at the bottom of the screen, 1-833-703-0424.
We are one, Cosmic Channels is one person away from 300 subscribers. FYI.
On? On what?
On YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah. I think that it only took us 4 years to get there with ATT.
We didn't really start a YouTube channel for the first couple.
Yeah. That's still, do we have another voicemail while we're waiting? And then maybe the last 20 minutes we'll open it up to, just open lines.
There was one more here. I don't know. Was this, or maybe this was the one I just played.
Hey guys, it's Craig from Austin here, Texas. I called last night about a Ouija board story, and I had a few to drink, so sorry if I was talking too fast or, it didn't come out right. But I would like to talk with you guys next week, and I have another story to tell. This one will be more, I guess, interesting. Anyway,
where are you, Craig? Guys.
Come on.
It is next week. I mean, we're this here. Week.
We're waiting.
Yeah, but it's also cryptid day.
Yeah. We'll see you next week, Craig.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that, leave the line open for about half an hour after the show and leave a message. Maybe some people are too shy to call in and talk live, but leave a detailed message and maybe we'll play it on the show maybe.
And right before we open it up, maybe to open lines for the last 20 minutes, After Cosmic Channels, you can usually catch us playing some video games together. You can go on twitch.com/TheoristDan, twitch.com/BradenATT, and twitch.com/ is it TheoristCell?
Zeltron Music.
Zeltron Music. And we'll set up some links where you can watch all three of us play. It's usually pretty funny because we all get mad at each other because we're varying skill level.
We're all bad, depending on what game we're playing. or one person's good at the game and everyone else sucks.
Yeah.
That happens a lot as well.
Let's open it up to open lines. We'll take any calls. You want to talk about ghosts? You want to talk about aliens? You want to talk about Ouija boards? You want to talk about whatever you want in the realm of weird, weird situations, you know, dream police, whatever.
Let's hear it.
Last 20 minutes. Let's hear it. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424.
Yeah, we need to put people like, hey, if you got another cryptid that you'd like to see on the crypto crush-a-thon card coming up, I think we're due for one of those pretty soon, some point.
Yep.
So, you know, if someone you wanted to be on there, maybe you can give us some suggestions. Maybe we can get in contact with their managers, you know, put them on the card, see if they'll
talk to Dana Black, right? Who runs it?
Get them on our radar and we'll do the rest. All right, we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey man, what's up? How's it going?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Name's G. Guillermo from Guillermo? Merced, California.
Right on.
Well, I know today's cryptid day, but y'all just said, you know, you're open for whatever.
Yep, let's hear it.
All right. Well, I got a story about remote viewing.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, interesting.
All right. Back when I was younger, like, you know, I used to lose a bunch of shit, like remote control, fucking certain toys, you know, just like a bunch of random stuff, right?
I still do all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking shit. Right? And so, like, I don't know. I guess I kind of used to do this, like, funny thing where I would kind of try to, like, picture it in my head, like, where it might be or something like that. And I can't really describe it. But, like, I would get a feeling like, oh, you know, it's, like, in a dark place, you know, or, like, it's under something that's being, you know, crushed or something like that. And, I mean, like, 9 times out of 10, I would usually find it where I kind of, like, felt like it would be.
Oh, cool.
And, like, I never really understood it. And just, like, a couple weeks ago, I was talking with a buddy. And he, like, mentioned remote viewing, and he was kind of, like, oh, you know, it's when you do this and you do that. And it kind of like struck me as odd. I was like, bro, I used to do that. And he just kind of like started joking with me that like the CIA might like try to like recruit me or something. Because I don't know, apparently yeah. They do that. Yeah.
There is stories of CIA, I'm not sure what the case was, but of using remote viewers potentially to find targets and stuff. But there's been a lot of cool stuff about remote viewing.
We're going to do a main case file on our other show on it one time because we'll do it before we do a pod trip, because I always said it'd be fun to sit down together and remote view areas where like of this place where all of us have never been, and then see if anyone was correct.
Yeah.
With like guessing some scenery.
You know what's funny about that? I actually heard you guys mention that on one of the case files. And so like I do construction, right? And fucking, like, they send me, you know, to a bunch of, like, different tracks and stuff. And, like, I'll kind of try to, like, imagine, like, what the house layout will be like, you know, when it's, like, a new plan. And, yeah. I mean, I haven't been right at that. I mean, I haven't practiced, you know, quote-unquote remote viewing in fucking years. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I heard you guys talk about it, and I kind of been waiting for that case file.
It's coming. Now, I want to ask you, so now that you've connected what you used to do to remote viewing, you gonna give it another shot?
Just last week, one of my coworkers lost his hard hat, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, and fucking like my other coworker that was, you know, telling me like, oh bro, that's remote viewing, he was kind of joking around with me like, oh, you know, use your powers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, I tried it. And I felt like it was, I don't know, upside down in like a sunny place. And like, I felt like it was low. And I told him, I was like, you know, you probably set it on my tailgate and it probably like fell off and like rolled into the gutter or something.
And
I mean, he went back to go look for it and he didn't find it. So, you know, there's not really an exciting conclusion to that story. I know.
You got us all excited.
You got us excited.
Shit. I know, man. I was hoping, I mean, maybe somebody picked it up before he got to it, because, you know, hard hats fucking...
all kind of look
the
same.
Yeah, they're a necessity out there.
Yep. Now, maybe you did, you seen where it was, but that was before someone moved it or picked it up or whatever. But yeah, remote viewing is supposed to be like a skill you can actually like train and like practice and get better. So, I mean, if you look into it, I'm sure you can find some people teaching it. So
I can remote view to, I can take you mentally to about any small town in Canada. There's going to be a Canadian Tire Marks combo. There's going to be an A&W.
Yep.
There's going to be a Tim Hortons. Depending on the size of the town, might even be a non-drive-through Tim Hortons.
And you're missing one vital thing. I know you're about to say it, though.
People?
But
one, at least one. I'll try and connect with you. If we were in the same room, I'd be able to send it to you. But one more really Canadian thing in all small towns. Hockey rink.
Yeah. Single hockey rink, yeah.
Single hockey rink, Tim Hortons, Canadian Tire Marks combo, A&W. Yeah, that's about right.
Literally every small town in Canada has that.
I remember taking the, somebody sent us a link of a remote viewing like test. And it was like you could take it online. And I don't know, I probably lost the link, but it was like a remote viewing like proficiency test, I guess.
Okay.
And
what was your score?
It was great because it's like, okay, picture this. It told you to form like a picture in your mind of this place, of somewhere, whatever. And then they would show you a picture and they'd be like, okay, don't, there's this part in the wording that really got to me. Cause it was like, oh, don't worry if you pictured a place with like all trees and maybe there's a town there now, because remote viewing doesn't necessarily confine itself or constrain itself to the same timeline. So what you're remote viewing could actually be the place, but 100 years in the past.
Fucking shit.
Time isn't, it's not linear. It's,
I haven't heard a lot about remote viewing, so I don't really know all like the inner workings and stuff.
But it's also, it's like cool that they tell me that, I'm also like, well, then I could picture any place and say like, oh, there's a bunch of trees, there's rocks, there's a creek that runs through there. And it's like, no, there's a whole town there. I'm like, well, what did it look like 100 years ago? And that's any town. Yeah, that's like, that's trees. Any town.
I know Richard Serrett, guy who does conspiracy show. He played this game called What's in the Box, and it was a remote viewing experiment. And,
his wife's head was in the box.
not spoilers. Seven. No, not seven. But yeah, he would put a random object in the box and you'd get his like production staff to like do the techniques and try and get it. Some people got it.
Oh, dude, that's such a good contest idea.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? And we just have everyone remote view and tell us what's in the box.
You guys should like do a poll or something like that.
Maybe that'll be the first Cosmic Channels contest, is what's in the box.
What's in the box? And I'll have it in the studio. Yeah. Just like behind me on a shelf here or something.
Yep.
Yeah, what's, and it'll just box? Sit there and it's like, what's in the box? And someone's got to call, like, you can't write in or anything. You got to call in and you get one guess at the end of your story, what's in the box, to remote view it.
And then you win the Cosmic Channels and shirt.
You win whatever's in the box.
You win what's in the box.
It could be anything. Maybe a Cosmic Channels t-shirt.
I'll get a really big box, too, so you don't... It could be anything in this giant box.
Yeah. What's in the box? Another box!
I ship, gotcha. Ship you a flat packaged FedEx box with nothing in it. Awesome. Hey,
really specific, too.
We're going to see if there's really another specific. One or two calls for the night, but we appreciate you taking the time and calling in.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I look forward to remote viewing case file. And once again, you guys are my heroes. You guys rock. Keep kicking ass, man.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
Peace.
What's in the box coming up? New game show.
Yeah.
Nothing's in the box ever.
I have an
That's
idea
the gimmick.
What's in the box. I know it's going to go in the box.
It's got to be something super specific and like.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's got to like knock it out of the park. So you're just like.
Yeah, you got to get all, it real right. There's
we're
no.
We're all like, holy shit, remote viewing's real because there's no way anyone would guess what's in the box.
That's the thing, though. It's like remote viewing from I know people like this articles keep popping up about like, oh, the CIA was experimenting with remote viewing. The documents have been declassified. I've read those documents. I've read those ones that have been declassified. And most of it is just like more often than not, the remote viewers got the stuff wrong.
But and they were trying. It
wasn't or it wasn't clear enough.
But they tried it.
What thing?
They went right. far enough to actually at least attempted it.
Right. So, I mean, somebody was like, maybe this works. I don't know. Well, let's try it. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with experimenting with that kind of stuff. It's like, it's not a waste of money.
Hey,
guess.
If you can't find the guy, bring in the psychics. What's the worst that can happen? They don't get it either.
Well, it's like they asked them about like certain layouts of certain terrain and things like that, because they got to be extremely useful. I mean, if you had remote viewers and they were, proficient enough to do this stuff, you know how useful remote viewing would be and how kind of like we would use it for everything. You could find survivors in, you know, cave-ins or, you know, building collapses during earthquakes. It'd be way easier to find people. It's like if we had remote viewers that could actually do that. I mean, I think we'd already be using them.
So whatever we put in the box, we also have to write on a piece of paper the exact description we're looking for and put that on a piece of paper in the box as well.
So you can't you can't just guess like action figure. It's got to be a specific.
It's got to be something. Real specific. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so be like it would be like a 1987 He-Man with the sword handle and action fists or something.
But,
right?
But that's also the thing is that a lot of people will say that remote viewing is not that accurate.
It's a general.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why if someone gets
a general
our box,
idea.
It's spectacular. And we've proven remote viewing.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine.
Well, yeah, we have to look in more into it because, yeah, you got to put something that's unique, but you got to make the requirements for guessing it attainable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not sure. We'll look more into it because I think we have remote viewing coming up on ATT probably in the next month or two, I would imagine. Because we've been talking about it for a long time. So I want to do it when we can do a pod trip though, but I don't fucking know when that's going to be.
That would be ideal.
Summer maybe? At least a pod trip in Canada probably.
Maybe. Possibly.
Dan's going to get his old vaccine requirements.
Well,
to get across borders,
vaccine passport. If Dan gets vaccinated and flies here, he could do the 2-week quarantine. We could have a pod week.
It's true.
Because we could say it's a business trip. He could come.
Is that a thing? Like if you're vaccinated, you still have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
I don't know if you do or not.
I have no idea. The rules are always changing.
I don't think any country's made the
no one's entry
the
requirements.
The provision for what they're going to do when people are all vaccinated or whatever, whether you're vaccinated or not. So I think all of this stuff that they put into action already is kind of going to be what they're going to do for the next few months at least.
Doesn't that just sound like such a sci-fi movie? Like,
yeah,
got to be vaccinated to travel from Canada to the U.S. Undefended border.
It's going to feel weird.
But you
like,
got to be vaccinated.
I would be fine with if I got the vaccine, I'll be fine with like going, but it'll be weird going to like an airport and then just being like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I'm used to flying. Like I've flown a lot of places and been to a lot of airports, and it'll be weird to be kind of flying, you know. I mean, there's still people flying now.
It's never stopped completely. It's just gone way down. I haven't flown since last like January 2020.
Yeah.
And it was a short flight. I went to, where did I go?
Last Vancouver. Flight I had was I went to go visit, we went for Pod Week.
That was, When did you come here?
Pod trip or L.A.?
No, you came after L.A. You came and we played D&D and stuff. That was
after
that was 2019 though. That was fall 2019.
Vegas? Is that after? That was before L.A.
It's been a while. It's been too long.
Vegas was before Alien Con, and then Pod Week was after Alien Con. But it's been a long time. That's how long it's been. I can't remember. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, hopefully soon. All right. I know we got people watching. Someone call and tell us a story. Doesn't have anything. Lines are open. What do you got? You got some thoughts, theories? Someone's typing stuff here. Oh, we got a story that someone could... Brady, you want to read a story out of the comments?
Oh, is it finished being typed? Let me see.
I mean, it probably will be by the time you get done reading it.
Because I just don't want to be reading it and then they're slow and then we're just waiting for them to finish typing.
Mateo 12485 is typing a story in the comments because they can't call and tell it.
He's finished. It says he's finished.
Finished, all I right. guess. All right, Mateo. It's going to be read. Mateo's story read by your favorite reader, Braden.
Yeah.
BJ yes. Cheeks coming up.
I went to bed like a normal. I went to bed like normal a month or so ago. Woke up at 3:30 a.m. and I was laying the right way, head on my pillow, body under the blankets. When I opened my eyes, I saw three gray aliens in the room.
Fuck.
I threw the blankets off me and tried to get to my door, and I felt one of them grab me. Then I woke up again. This time I was laying diagonal on my bed, over the covers, head not on the pillow. I got up and took my shower, trying to figure out if what happened was a dream or not. I ate my breakfast and was about to leave for work when I realized I was an hour late. I'm not the type of person to be late for work. I freak out, make my lunch, open the door to leave. When I opened the door, I woke up in my bed for a third time, laying the wrong way. My head opposite the headboard and pillows. Nothing else happened after that. Some pretty vivid, weird dreams.
That is a vivid, weird dream. The gray aliens?
The only time where I've had similar dreams to that, and I won't get into too many specifics, was when Zell and I did a jungle trek in Thailand and we spent some time with Dr. Feelgood.
Mm, yep.
I had some fucking wild dreams where I kept waking up in the middle of the night and going, fuck this, I'm out of here, and hiking into the jungle in the middle of the night. And then I'd be like, why did I come into the jungle? And I'd start to freak the fuck out. And then I'd wake up in a sweat. In my bed, in the sleeping bag, in the tents we were in. I was like, what the hell? And then I'd be like, that was too crazy. I better get up and go for a walk to cool myself off after that crazy dream. I'm going to go for a quick walk in the jungle. And then I'd walk in the jungle and be like, why did I do this again? Why would I walk in the jungle? And I'd wake up again. And it was like Groundhog Day. It just kept happening over and over.
Repeating dream.
Did you call the dream police?
I did call the dream police. It was like this. Zell, help me.
But meanwhile.
Zell was laying beside me, thrashing. He was thrashing in his sleep so bad, like kicking and punching, that everyone else in the tents had to like squeeze beside each other to not get thumped by him in his sleep.
Whatever I took from Dr. Feelgood made me completely able to use my limbs while I slept. I wasn't paralyzed like you normally would be. So I was just thrashing around. I don't even know. I was like fighting my way through the jungle, but I was doing it on from my back, wildly swinging my arms. I probably could have knocked someone out if they got hit.
It was something else.
I woke up and I didn't remember anything about it. So Dr. Feelgood, he did his job.
That's brings me back to Mateo. Any kind of drugs or anything like that before bed? Or any change, like sometimes, you know, hit 100 milligram oil drops or something.
Something to expand your REM sleep or something beyond its normal. Like sometimes you get in like a crazy REM dream where it feels so real. You wake up, but you can almost go back to bed and get back in the dream. But you're still paralyzed.
It's really difficult to kind of come up with ideas about what would happen besides knowing the context of the situation. So it's like, did your sleep schedule change? Had you moved? A lot of different factors can affect how you dream and what you dream about. So it's not like, without knowing like your whole backstory is, yeah, it's really difficult to be like, oh, this wasn't a dream, or this was just an extremely vivid dream.
Right. And not to mention, he does have some stereotypical like evidence of like UFO encounter. I mean, missing time, wakes up, all of a sudden he's an hour later than he normally would.
That was just a dream. Like, it was a dream inside a dream. It was an inception dream inside a dream inside a dream, which are not that unusual. It does happen. And it's just saying that something like this can trigger it. Something probably innocuous that you probably you're not even thinking about. Something that you watched, something that you saw, just got stuck in your brain, probably triggered some sort of connection. Our brains are amazing things, and they can produce sights, sounds, touches, feels, like sensations when you're sleeping. We know that these can be generated and felt when you're sleeping. So kind of having some of these dreams it's not like strange. It's not weird. It's kind of cool. It's
damn
neat.
Cool.
But we know that our brains can do that. And so kind of it's just a really neat phenomenon if you really want to get down to it. And it's not fully understood, but it is kind of cool that our brains can literally generate an entire world within your sleeping mind, and you feel like it's real, and then it's gone. And then it's like, it's like you were someplace, it's almost like a memory.
You create,
I know I felt this.
You create an entirely different reality when you're dreaming.
Right.
Like, especially in the ones you remember. We're like, man, I have this one dream I remember vividly where I was like snowboarding, but I would take jumps, and I would grind, like board slide down the chairlift cable. And I felt like I was doing it all night. So it's wild. And then the crazy thing too about like your mind and stuff, you then can expand your conscious perception of reality with small, tiny chemicals that make life so, like, imagine your imagination so profound. Like, one little drop of like LSD or some like hallucinogen can then, you're like creating an entirely different reality, it seems like.
Well, it creates an entire different, from the studies that have been done about LSD and these things, it's like your brain makes these completely different
connections,
yeah, right? Either bypassing ones that your brain has constructed over your lifetime, things that have done that. That's kind of the basis behind people who are being treated for things like PTSD or stress or whatever, having been treated with was it psychogenics or whatever, the magic mushrooms and things like that, is because these chemicals that are within these substances are able to kind of rewire your brain, or really they kind of reset it for a second. And it's like your brain makes a connection or past these blockages that either you've subconsciously built over time. And then you're able to kind of take a different look or a different perspective on some of the experiences that you've had, or you're able to think past them. That seems to be the kind of general consensus in the scientific community at some point, the academic articles that I've read about it. So yeah, like it's our brains are super neat things, and they're not 100% understood, but we're getting there. It's kind of cool if you can just create a whole dream state at some point, and then being able to, lucid dreaming and all this stuff. But it's kind of one of those things that everybody finds really interesting because it's universally applicable. Like, everybody has dreams. Yeah. Everybody. It's something that we can all kind of think about, and everybody can kind of participate in. So it's just, yeah, everybody, it's a fun thing to talk about.
Like, brain science is so new relative to humanity, like really within the last 150 years maybe. Like, we don't really know much about the brain. We map it, and we can, like, you put the sensors on, and you can trigger music, and you can see what parts fire up. But I don't think it's that far out of the realm of possibility, because we experience through sight, we bring it all into our mind, and then we build this picture in our brain, and that's what our reality is. So I don't think it's too far away from building the picture in your mind, like in a dream state, like thinking and then projecting it back out through a computer and like rendering an image.
Well, they've already done experiments with that already. They've done things where they've taken like EEGs and they've been able to translate images of people, what they're thinking about. Like they've shown them a picture, they watch like a certain movie, and then they ask them to like think about a certain scene from the movie or think about a certain picture, and they can get close. I saw a couple articles about it just recently, like at least last month or the month before, where they showed pictures generated by the computer that translated the impulses in their brain and made them into images. They weren't picture perfect, but you could definitely make out
see what it was.
Figures. And it wasn't pareidolia. It wasn't like looking at the picture like, oh, I can kind of see it. Like, no, they showed them a picture of the elephant and they told them to think about an elephant, and it looks
they
saw an elephant.
He rendered a picture of an elephant out of his brain into the computer.
Right. Yeah.
It's damn cool. No one's been calling. You guys want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, okay. Let's wrap it up. We're going to be playing some Apex on Twitch after, so about 15 minutes.
Next week, what do we want to do? It's obvious that a dedicated cryptid file is maybe not the best, but what are we doing next week?
We're not big enough yet for dedicated cryptids.
Not quite.
Week, luckily, is open lines. You can call in with whatever you got.
Next week, open lines. You heard it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Cosmic Channels are now closed. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.